In the meantime, Andrew McKay, the Carlton General Manager of Football, joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Andrew. Thanks for your time. Well done today on the first draft.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. We're pretty pleased to get two good quality players in the door and also retain a first-round draft pick. So, things are looking up for Carlton.
Andrew, for those that don't know the two young men that you've signed today, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure, David. Christian Jacks, quite a tall key position player. Quite flexible too. He can play back and forward, which is fantastic for us. Sort of on the Lockie Henderson mould. Obviously, yep. Lockie's got a few years on. Mark Wiley is 21-year-old midfielder type, in an under type, quite a strong body, and really good around the stoppages. And those two areas are areas we've identified are the ones that we actually need to increase our stocks in. One key position player that can play either end and certainly someone that can get the ball around the midfield.
Andrew, just on Wiley, I read where he was a New South Wales zone selection. So he comes from New South Wales. That's a real coup to get one of these players. I mean, that zone situation set up so these players stay in New South Wales and play and are happy. But for the Blues to be able to get this kid out, do you see that as a win?
Yeah, absolutely. No, he's a boy from Finley. Remember Shane Crawford, yeah. Sort of territory. So although it's only just over the border, he's a New South Welshman. But I think he'll fit our bill really nicely.
A couple of players that have been linked to Carlton over the trade period. Liam Jones, one, and also Tutt from the Doggies. But what about Mitch Robinson? Anyone come knocking for Mitch?
Yeah, as time draws near to the end of the trade period, we're getting more and more interest on Mitch. Whether that comes to anything or not, we're hoping we can do a deal with someone on Mitch. But certainly the interest over the last 24 hours has increased a lot. So
if you don't get a deal, Macca, if you don't get a deal, will you delist him?
Look, we're not sure on that one at the moment, David. We'll have to wait and see. Certainly would love to get a deal done for Mitch. I think he'd probably find a fresh start beneficial for him.
And just another question in that vein, Andrew. What about Brock McLean's future at the club?
Yeah, Brock's one of the three that are uncontracted at the moment. Brock, Kane Lucas and David Ellard. So, unfortunately, our industry and clubs hold a couple of uncontracted players over until after the trade, and really it'll depend on the numbers that come in the door through the trade and free agency period, and that'll determine whether either of those boys are on our list for next year.
So just to go back, Liam Jones and Jason Tutt from the Doggies, we didn't get your answer on that one.
Yeah, Liam Jones, we're certainly committed to Liam. And certainly Jason as well. We've been in conversation with them right the way through the trade period. They've made it clear that they do want to come to Carlton. We've made it clear that we'd love to have them. We are a little way off getting a deal done, but we're hopeful that we'll be able to get something done tomorrow.
So what happens now, Andrew? I mean, there's just over 20 hours left. You're going to catch up with the people you need to speak to in a pub somewhere and nut it out? I mean, what actually happens? I mean, there's not much time left.
I think it might be easier if we do, Mark, to be honest, over a couple of beers. But I think the nature of this trade period is that most of the deals get done in that final hour. I'm hoping that this one won't. We've got Bulldogs have got a couple of options and we've got a couple of options. So we'll sit down with them tomorrow, hopefully around lunchtime, and work through our various options and see if we can come to some sort of arrangement.
As a Ryan Griffin deal, has that held everything up?
I think the Dogs have been pretty busy.
Yep.
Yes, they've been very busy. Now that that's looks like it's gone through, then certainly they'll have to turn their attention to other people like Liam and Jason.
Andrew, just a general question on the game's direction. I mean, today we've seen a captain of a football club leave. We've seen a kid who's played seven or eight games pick up a contract for 7 years. We believe it's around $1 million a year. Off the our SMS machine, people are concerned for the direction of football. What are your thoughts when you hear and see these deals being done?
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it, that we haven't seen this type of action in trade period for quite some time. Not only have you got a very good player in Tom Boyd leaving GWS, but he's contracted too. And I think that's the key. We've seen a couple of guys that are in contract wanting to get out of clubs, and that is a bit of a concern from club level. And people always argue that we're not, that clubs aren't loyal and we'll trade players and things like that. But to be honest, we mainly trade players at the end of their contract, and often we trade players to actually give them better opportunity elsewhere. I suppose that may well be an argument that the players might put up as well, but I don't think in the case of Tom and Ryan. It's a really interesting time, and I think free agency has really freed up the minds of the players, thinking that they can move anywhere they like. And I suppose if you take the last couple of weeks on face value, they have been able to move anywhere they like.
Andrew, we've spoken about free agency at length, and we know that it was designed to get players a home when they'd been committed to a club for a long time and they were finding negotiations hard because the club kind of had them over a barrel in some respects. But what we're seeing now is a kid that's being recruited to, within 12 months, even 2 years, the player's being moved on through his choice. Should there be some rule in place that when a player is drafted into a club for the first time, that he has to stay for a minimum, maybe a bit longer, 3 years or even longer, to give that club surety that he's not going to get the go-home factor, he's not going to up and want to leave at the very first chance of earning more dollars?
Yeah, I think it should be looked at, David, definitely. I think that's why the pay structure is around the way it is. But when you draft a young boy at 18 years old, you have to give them a two-year contract. And I think if the clubs have to give them a two-year contract, well, they should be seeing out that 2 years at least.
What about free agency, Andrew? I believe that we should only be going in one direction with free agency, and that's clubs below you. Do you have any thoughts of your own about how that should be handled? Are you happy with the situation?
It's a really interesting one. I think certain factions of the AFL industry will say that the numbers are quite even between where the free agents go, either they go up or down. But when you take the delisted free agents out of it, then I think it's pretty clear that most of the free agents go up, don't they? And I just wouldn't want a two-tier competition being formed by free agency. I think the other thing with free agency is we need to have a little bit more clarity around it on what a club is likely to lose or not getting compensation or getting compensation before the deal is done. I mean, we had a classic example at Carlton, obviously, with Jared Waite going to North Melbourne. And without being overly confident, we're quite confident that we may get something in return and didn't. And it was a hell of a shock to us. And we would have been better off being armed with some more information before the deal was done.
Andrew, was Tom Boyd on the radar? If he had of, next year, had you been in contact with his management, or was he someone that you were certainly had in the gun?
Yes, to be honest, he's a Carlton supporter, would you believe?
Yeah.
And a fine young man and a potential leader of a football club in the future. So we had talked about Tom at length in list management. So, he was on our radar for the next year.
Thanks, Andrew. I actually saw Tom Boyd at a couple of Carlton games last year with the scarf on. That's fair dinkum. I'm not joking. I knew he was a Carlton fella.
We hosted him a couple of times.
So you were spewing when the news came through today?
Well, we were surprised a couple of days ago when it first came through.
That's a yes.
And a little bit disappointed that he wouldn't be at Carlton, yes.
Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Andrew McKay, Carlton General Manager of Football.